Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
Hey, everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and we are with the Blockchain Life, and I have with me a fantastic guest today. I'm super excited to be chatting with him. It's all about the metaverse, and his name is Tano. How you doing today?
Hi, mate. How are you? Absolutely fine. Super fascinating.
This topic is so cool. First of all, I love your hair. I'm jealous. I wish I had hair, and then I wish it was blue.
Blue always.
Oh, man, it's so good. So you are in Argentina.
Absolutely. Yep, right now.
So your English is fantastic.
Thank you.
Give us a little background, you know, where did you come from, all this stuff.
Well, I have to speak every day in English for connections and for building the network and also building the stuff related to the company. Related to my background, I came from the entertainment side. I was a founder of a massive event production company here in Argentina. And from 2018 to 2020, we made different type of events in places like church, parks, museums. It was a really epic journey. And when 2020 came with the pandemic, we have to like literally change everything. And we keep the know-how of creating super funny things and super enjoyable events. And we pivoted about the side of turning everything to the digital side, because when we went to the YouTube and Twitch experience was really like imitative. It's okay for interviews, for conferences, or for working, but for immersive experiences is very, very limited. So that's why we focused on building our first experience was built on Unreal Engine 4, sorry. And we won a Epic Games Mega Grant from Epic Games. So that's one of the first achievement. But well, that's a lot. I'm going through what I'm the CEO and founder of Muse Reward. That's important right now.
And spell that again. MUSURE.
Exactly. Musur. It comes from music and culture. It's the giant of the mixing of two words, music and culture. So they are giant and Musur.
Wow. And tell my audience, because this is brand new for a lot of us, what does immersive experience mean and what is metaverse? Can you define some of these terms?
Okay. Immersive experience is an adjective of the metaverse. And this about immersive experience is something more simply. It's only being in a place that you can feel that you have more interaction than only watch. You have to interact with the experience. If you interact with the experience, you are in immersive experience. So that's why it also do not have to be on virtual reality. You can be in an immersive experience on a social network on the cell phone. So that's why it's very limited. And related on terms of metaverses or metaverse is something that it's a word that is every day builded. So for me, it's a place where we have a digital identity, a digital community, and a place where we work. So that's why there are a lot of people that say that we really live on the metaverse. For example, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, they are places where you are a digital identity. You have a digital community, and also where you work. You post them, your things, you have interaction within the network. So we already live in the metaverse. And these next worlds are related to the future of social networks, the future of the internet, of the Web3, and that stuff is related to owning the things of the metaverse. So that's why we are translating from Web1, where everything was, the information was only to see, to look at it and see what is happening. Web2 was related about creating the content of that we can see. And Web3 is creating, seeing it, and also owning the the things, the assets of the internet. So that's come with blockchain. And also will be a question for Mark, for Meta. How are they gonna add blockchain or owning to the metaverse?
So that's when you say a question for Mark, you're talking about Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you would ask Mark Zuckerberg the question of, hey, I get that you changed Facebook to Meta, but how are you going to integrate blockchain into the metaverse? That would be a question.
Yes, or owning. Maybe they can do it with other ways. Blockchain is a way. I love, of course, blockchain because blockchain is an internet of contracts.
Yes. Internet of contracts.
And when you have contract, everything is clear. And when you have clear things, you can invest with long-term viewing, and that's a lot of things related to blockchain. Digital assets, that's something that we didn't have before. So also because, for example, connecting with my metaverse or Muser World, for example, we have creators and gamers that for more than 20 years, they do not own anything. They play, they create for nothing in change. That's something very, very bad for the world. It's very, because take an example. Think about every person that is under 28 years old, for example.
Okay.
They are our creators, like streamers or music artists or influencers or similar, or photographers, videographers, a lot. And maybe they are gamers. They play video games every day. They have identities on them, but they don't own anything. And that's something very, very difficult to think about, because what they're gonna do when they have 40 or 50 years old? And my answer is, they're gonna do the same things. They're gonna keep playing video games. That's something that it will be very normal, and that's why I'm betting on the 3D metaverse. You know, the 3D metaverse, like Muser World, is only a place where you can be with your avatar, have a digital identity, have a community, connecting with the creator, helping him grow. Well, it's very a complete ecosystem. And also, attaching to this, you have the limitation opportunity of metaverses. So metaverses have to be limited. So that's why there are ownings. You have a limited lands. You have the limited accessories, limited avatars. So the why of this, because it have to be attractive to invest. So if there is
scarcity. No,
scarcity, exactly. Thank you.
I like that. So
if there is scarcity, there is a limitation. You have to use all your demand, and for completing the demand of buying new assets, there have to be new metaverses like Facebook, like Meta, like Muser World, like Sandbox, like the Decentraland. It's something that will be natural. That's all right.
I love that. Can I take our audience, because this is going to be a podcast, it's also going to be a live stream that we're going to post later, but can I show our audience your website or the metaverse or something?
Yes. Okay. I got it
right here.
Perfect.
Okay, so I'm going to show, I just Googled you. And that's how I found you. I just said, who's crushing it? and I found you. So here you are, but what website should I go to?
Musure.world.
MUSURE.WORLD.
Yep.
That's it.
Exactly.
And wow. So this is your website.
Yep.
And exactly. What am I looking at?
Well, you can take a look. That's the demo, pre-alpha gameplay. We built that demo for the first MVP that we launched last year. And with that MVP, with that demo, we won the Epic Games Mega Grant. And after that, launching this MVP, we understood that the problem was bigger. The problem wasn't only the limited experience. The problem was about creators and gamers lack of freedom, of economic freedom. They want to earn money from their playing games. It's like when you play football, it's the same idea when you're right now playing video games. It's the same, apply it for whatever you want. And also creators, they want to earn things, they want to invest on themselves and have a long-term path of ownerships. So that's why NFTs have the best condition to attach to the games. So that a metaverse that I'm playing is the combination of a video game with mm-hmm. the creator side with the blockchain. So it's there are three technologies that already exist. We only combined them. We didn't invent the wheel or fire. It's something that it's natural of the evolution, combining things to create new ones.
So I'm just gonna say it straight out. You're pretty big stuff.
Thank you.
Like, in other words, Epic Games is no joke. That's behind Fortnite.
Yes, mate.
And you're telling me that you created a world that got the attention of Epic Games and they gave you a grant?
Exactly.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah. What do you hope? What's the vision? What do you hope happens?
Where are we going?
Yeah, where are you going with this whole thing?
Oh, wait. interoperability between different worlds, interoperability between physical world and digital. For example, buying things on our metaverse and receiving it physically, buying accessories for your avatar, and you can take photos with your accessories, but on your own skin, like for example, sneakers, or buying a graffiti and graffitiing some of your house with that accessory or graffiti. So these two things are very, very important. The third one is allowing tools for creators to building things inside our metaverse. So that's something very, very powerful, because you can very with a simple way of with templates. Like, for example, Nike did it with some sneakers that you can personalize. Yes. Same idea, but on the metaverse. So that will be super, super interesting, because we can drive digital fashion. Yes. And they can create that digital fashion. So they will be the owners of their own marks. You know, it's like giving empowering creators. That's one of the...
Empowering creators.
Yes, mate.
I love that. The
mission is economic freedom for creators and gamers. Economic freedom.
Ooh, that's good. Economic freedom for creators and gamers.
Yes, mate. That's also because why you're focusing on LATAM. Here people talk about NFTs or blockchain or all the day. And every conversation that I'm not speaking, they don't know that maybe I'm not the CEO of a metaverse. And they speak about it because they see the lack of freedom. They see the possibility of having freedom. We have a 50% inflation each year in our local currency.
And 50% inflation. Oh, in Argentina.
Yeah. In Argentina, yeah. And that's normal. It's okay. We in 2001, we had 1K per day. 1K per inflation per day. Also, my family is like escaped from Argentina. I'm Italian. We are all Italian. That's why we went back to Italy. And we lived 6 years in Italy. That's why I'm called Tano. It's my artistic name. Also my real name, because that's I love it. Of course, I have legal names. It's Franco Bevacqua. It's other one.
But wow.
Because Italian guys in Argentina are called Tano. That's why.
Tano.
And that's why I love the artistic name.
I love this. So I want people to catch the whole background, because it would be very easy for some of my audience to say, oh, Tano, he's young. He's just into video games. But you're telling me you're in a world, a country whose currency, the inflation is unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed to create an alternative currency and an alternative world just to survive. and you want to bring recognition and respect to the gamers and creators.
Yeah. Something like that.
I like it.
Yes, I liked it. I like it. And also, for example, some friends come to me and say, hey, do you have some job for me? Something not scary, it's normal. And I say, yes, buy an avatar and interact on our Discord, interact on our metaverse, and have digital properties, buy it, create your own. Something like have a lot of powerful, because everyone, that's something I think, is a creator.
I like
they don't know it, maybe. But I agree. Everyone can create.
You know why I agree with you? Because in my background, so I used to be a faith leader, you know, and in my favorite book, it says that we are created in God's image and God created. So in a way, we're all supposed to be creators.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's happening is right. I mean, what we're literally doing is creating sub worlds. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. And also, I agree with other things. It's everyone is a gamer. We always played games.
Ooh, think about it. That's interesting. That is
from
deep.
The first day of our life as humans, we grow it with games. And everything that is gamified is funny. And if it's funny, it's easy to understand, it's easy to learn. That's why everything will be gamified in the future, I think. From buying on a supermarket to having friends will be gamified. That's something more complex.
This is deep. Oh my gosh. So you're saying everybody is a creator and everybody is a gamer.
Yes, in deep inside, yes, of course.
That's yeah, huge. Okay, so
that's huge.
So,
yes.
that I mean, no, but that's big, because you know, you have people who say, oh, I'm a gamer, I'm not a gamer, but you're right. As little kids, if the teacher says, hey class, we're gonna play a game, automatically everybody's engaged. You can make learning fun, but if you gamify it, you know, boys against girls, team A versus team B, it's like, it's part of our humanity.
Yeah, always. Also, for example, we are not gonna focus on being like very, very hard to win games. We'll be like very simply ways could be from, I don't know, I'm shooting like Tetris or whatever it could be, you know, Snowball War. Like there are a lot of things that they are not focused. Of course, we are focusing on esports, of course, because we need it for sustainable things about the economy. But also we will have the other side of the world that will be more simple to understand, more friendly, more engagement from the side of social experience. For example, I'm a gamer. That's why I understand a lot of things. And also I was music manager for artists. I was the founder of a massive production company. I won 5 hour and contest by innovation and social technology impact here in Argentina. And coming back to I'm a gamer, I'm playing right now GTA 5 roleplay. It's like a mod system, like play gamers that love GTA 5, like did mods, like different versions of GTA 5, and you can enter on that, and you have the voice chat. It's a special voice. You enter, if you're near someone, you can speak it very, very directly, and you can have cars and have your like your own mafia, have your own the apartment. But it's really focused on being like a bad people. For example, if you're not very hard, they can be very bad with you. Or for example, so they can rob you in the street. Robbery? It's okay.
Yeah, or, yeah, rabbit, yeah.
Exactly. So it's a bad trip, you know. So yeah. I saw some, and I played with my brother, and we say, oh, I don't want to play anymore. I'm not feeling good right now. And because you're a robot and you have to follow the steps, and you have to be, you know, so I want to do that, but without the bad trip. I want only the good feelings, the good trip.
The good feelings, okay.
Also, have role play. The role play, you cannot be like, you're not human. You are the avatar, and you have a story on the avatar. And if you break that role play, you're like punished. You can go to vacations, they say, and that's banned.
Wow.
So and it's amazing. There are a lot of interaction that we don't know. Also for me, for example, that I'm a gamer and it was my first time on GTA 5 last month. I started. Was amazing. Was okay. I love it. Trying to dance with people like I don't know. And if they go away, if you didn't add on your cell phone, you lose him because it's like the war. It's wow. The same idea. If you don't get the contact of the other people, you lose him. You maybe some other day you can maybe look for him again, but. So there are a lot of interactions that are very, very incredible and deeply to understand. And they play every day. They have community. They have family. It's incredible. I want to do that, but more friendly.
How old are you?
24.
Wow. 24 years old. And yeah. you are making headlines. You're changing the world. So
yes, mate.
Yes. Yes. So here's some more questions for you. We have about 10 minutes left. What would you tell my generation? You would say that the reason, you know, we've always had video games. I mean, not always, but video games have been around for a long time. But the new thing that's happening that you are bringing up today is that you can take all of your assets in one video game and now move them to another video game. That's the future. The world in the future is that you're going to take all of your avatar, your social currency, your NFTs, and you'll be able to go around all places. Is this true?
Okay.
My camera lost, but I'll be right back. But keep talking. Explain that, okay?
Okay. Yes. Well, first thing related on terms of my advice for everyone on the world will be enjoy the moment and try to keep learning from this, because also for us it's like under 28 years old, it's something difficult, it's something that we keep learning. So that's the first step, be learning minded. And for me, something that is gonna change the world is it's my first revolution. For example, I always speak as a revolution because we had the internet revolution, other types, and right now we have the blockchain revolution that it's called related to ownership. And
that's something very blockchain revolution. I love it.
Yep, it's something that is gonna change everything. And if you want to keep doing business or keep changing the world or keep driving different missions or try to do a new mission, this is the place, because there are not too many people, and the ones that we are here, we are really, really engaged to drive things that are really on the long term. That's something that is very difficult right now because there is a lot of volatility, and that's something normal, because when something is new, there are very high opportunities and no one knows nothing. So that's why volatility. But when the time is going on the time, you know, it's the thing will be very, very more stable. Exactly. For example, I think in the future we are going to have multi tokens. So I pay something on the supermarket with my own token. They give me their own token because they have gamified supermarket things, and who knows, everything will be super connected. You can have loans with your digital NFTs, and that's something very, very powerful. For example, for because if identities are unique,
yes,
NFTs are unique,
yes.
So in mathematics, NFTs are identities. So that's why I think this is going to work. NFTs are identities. NFTs are access. If you understand this, you can create. That's only about your creativity. What you can build, you can build identities and access.
Okay.
That's all. That's all.
And as a publisher, I get that. That's part of the reason why I'm here, is because I started to get NFTs and I'm like, this is going to change everything, you know? So example would be books, physical books. When you digitize them and they become an NFT, now all kinds of new opportunities are opened up. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You can literally on terms of access, for example, I want to build my own NFT collection, and you can do it, and the audience can do it. Everyone can do their own NFT collection. Could be drawings, like very simple drawings, and you can sell it to maybe your friends, maybe some guys that they really bet on you and they want your success. And for example, I want to do my own NFT that is called my own dinner, whatever. And I can give access to a mentorship on a dinner with some guy, and it's one time of a year. So that also that asset in the moment of the dinner is going to heighten the value, maybe because I'm more famous. They want my advice.
Sure. Yeah.
So
your value.
Exactly. In every transaction, I'm winning money. I'm earning money. And the one that want to bet a lot because they want my advising. Okay, let's meet. Of course, with a little bit of security, but could be done without a problem.
You just got me thinking. Just got me thinking. What if, this is big. What if someday, you're so famous, Tano, that people say, they email your secretary or assistant and they say, I'd like to meet with Tano. And you don't want to waste your time on people who aren't serious. So could you say, show me your digital wallet and show me all the interviews that you've already watched of Tano. Show me all the books that you've read of Tano, all the articles. You could, so that they come to you and they don't ask you dumb questions that you've already talked about.
Absolutely. It's an access. And maybe the one who have seen my 10 conferences, I give to him some dinner each year.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I have the dinner online. But could be whatever.
You're hungry. No, I'm kidding.
No. Okay.
No. But that's a real way to gamify mentorship.
Absolutely.
So rather than a stranger calling you and you don't even know who they are, now you kind of can look at their blockchain tracking.
Wallets.
And you could say, they've listened to these podcasts. They've read these books. And now your conversation can be much higher level because you don't have to go back and explain all the elementary principles.
Absolutely. In Web 1, we were a username and a password. And Web 2, we have a signin connected to a social network.
Yes.
So that's why we're creators also.
Yes.
And in the Web 3, we are owners, so we only need wallets.
Wallets.
And because we have the transparency on them, and we know who, we don't need to know who is this person, like in the identity. We can know about him or her related to her or her experiences and his ownings. And that is very, very, very powerful. Also, for example, in other industry, it's not other industry. Restaurant. I saw a tweet the other days. You can use it, the entry for a dinner, for example, and you can resell it. And for example, if you don't want to go to that dinner, you can sell it your own ticket. So it can be also connected to events, can be connected to whatever.
Absolutely
stunning. I love it.
And I've even heard just a couple more use cases here. I've even heard, for example, when you and I first met today, if I could have gone into your wallet before, and I want people to realize going into your wallet doesn't mean that I can take everything. It means that I can view your history. But what if I could have said, oh my gosh, Tano, in 2019, I was at this conference in London. Here's my badge. Here's my NFT. You were at this conference. Like, we can track each other's attendance for different social events as well.
There is a company that is doing that right now. It's called POAP, P-O-A-P, POAP. and there are NFTs for event, and the other one is our pool. Also, I did a podcast with the CEO, very, very interesting guy. And they are rov.f on Twitter. And the idea is the same, but it's more gamified. So you have to complete some type of doing things for winning that NFT of their podcast, for example. And that after one month, it disappears, maybe. Or the only ones that have the NFT are can see it again. It can be it's all related of creativity. That's the powerful things, because we right it's one of the first moment of our or maybe the second moment of the human history,
yes,
that can be unlimited.
Yes,
I think the first one was internet.
Yes,
because we are all connected, and right now we can be can have ownership of that connection. And
so the internet connected us, but blockchain allows us to do trustless and contract.
Right? Yes, and transparency. That's something difficult. And confidence, trustless. Confidence is one of the biggest difficult things to build, and also one of the most important, because business are doing with confidence. If you don't have confidence, you don't invest. So when you are on blockchain, everything it's here. You can see it. And for example, if I sell, if I buy from my wallet, it's something that everyone can see. So of course they have to understand which is my wallet. That's why we are a wallet right now.
Yes.
And related to metaverses, we are an avatar.
Where can I? My camera's jacked. I'm gonna come right back. But tell me where my people can find you, like. On Instagram, Twitter, you know, all these different places.
Okay. First one for connecting networkship is LinkedIn. Tano Bevacqua, Bevacqua. Tano. And on Twitter, I love to tweet every day, Tano Musur. And on Instagram also Tano Musur, but it's for myself. And that's all, mate. On Twitter and LinkedIn are one of my biggest social networks that I always post. And of course, musur.world, that's the place that you can connect with me more deeply and go to our Discord. We are really, really active on them. We made a sprint of 2 weeks. The third week, we do testing. And in the finish of that week, we do a voting power that in simple terms, you can decide the future. You vote.
Is it like a DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization?
Yes, but more simply, with the same value. The DAOs are something that are very powerful. The future of the world is building everything on DAO. I'm absolutely sure about it, but they are so difficult to build it right now because we have a lot of regulation that they don't want to have the DAOs. There are a lot of smart contract things that if you write it, you cannot change it because that's the idea of blockchain.
Yeah.
And so when you write something and maybe on the 2 years or 1 year of the six months, you want to change it for something, you cannot. So how I growth hack this, building the same idea, trying to understand, because the DAO, the idea of the DAO is try to understand what the community want.
Yes.
And give money to that.
Yeah.
So that's the DAO.
So Discord allows you to kind of hack it. It allows you to go, instead of a DAO, you can still get the opinions of your community.
Yes, we do it very simply with a forums, a Google Forms. Nice. Type form is very simple. The idea is only trying to understand. I also made two acceleration with Founder Institute and Y Combinator. I graduated from them, and the simple idea is listen to the community. The community knows what they want.
Are you part of the Founders Institute?
Sorry?
Did you say something about Founders?
Founder Institute, yes, it's an accelerator from Silicon Valley. They have different cities around the world that work with them. Yes. And I just went to understand and to learn. And the simple idea in two words or whatever, it's understand the community. They will tell to you what they want. And if you do that things, you are okay. You will always be evolving. That is this is the final thing.
That's so good.
Evolution.
Well, Tano, you blew my mind today.
Thank you, mate.
This
Thank
was awesome.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm going to share this everywhere, and we'll get this out in a couple weeks. But thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Keep building. Enjoy life, as always. And
I'm forever a gamer now. You've changed my life. Seriously.
Thank you.
I'm a gamer and a creator. I love it.
Oh, thank you. I'm super thank glad. You. Super beautiful to meet you, mate.
Take thank care, you. My
thank
friend.
Thank you, brother. Take care, beautiful
day. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.